Chapter 7. An Empty Coffin. In Lucy's bedroom, a terrible sight awaited them. Lucy and her mother lay across the bed. Lucy's mother was dead. The necklace of garlic flowers was torn away from Lucy's neck. She was very pale, and there was only a little life left in her body. Van Helsing ran to examine her. He was very shocked and saddened at what he saw. The marks on Lucy's neck were gone, and her teeth looked longer and sharper. Van Helsing did not think that she could live, and he sent for Arthur Holmwood to come immediately.
"Lucy might die in her sleep. Arthur should be with her at the end," he said.
The two doctors managed to revive the servants and told them to take away Mrs. Westenra's body. Then they did what they could for Lucy, although they had very little hope. When Arthur arrived, Lucy woke and called to him.
"Come and kiss me, Arthur."
Arthur bent down to kiss her, but Van Helsing pulled him sharply away. Lucy's beautiful face suddenly had a cold, angry look. Her teeth snapped together sharply. A few minutes later, she was dead. John Seward turned to Van Helsing and said,
"It is over at last. Now she will have some peace."
"No," said Van Helsing. "It is only the beginning."
Dr. Seward did not understand Van Helsing. Arthur wrote to Mina and Jonathan to tell them about Lucy's death and to invite them to the funeral. After the funeral, Professor Van Helsing went to visit Mina to ask for her help. The professor was still trying to discover the cause of Lucy's death. He wanted to talk to Mina about her time with Lucy in Whitby. Mina told the professor about Lucy's sleepwalking, the strange bat, and the night in the churchyard.
"Thank you, madam. This is very interesting," said Professor Van Helsing. "And please tell me, how is your husband?" he went on.
"He was much better, thank you," said Mina. "But he had a shock in London last week. He saw someone there, and it reminded him of something terrible. He cannot remember what."
Then Mina told the professor all about Jonathan's journey to Transylvania, and she showed him the diary. The professor read it with great excitement.
"It seems so strange, and yet I am sure it is true," he said.
Professor Van Helsing began to think there was a connection between Lucy's death and the mysterious Count Dracula. Several days after Lucy's funeral, stories began to appear in the newspapers about the disappearance of small children from a large park in London during the evening. When the children were found the next morning, they were very weak and pale. They all had two small marks on the neck, and they all talked about a beautiful lady. After his visit to Mina Harker, Van Helsing was sure that Lucy was now a vampire and that she was the beautiful lady in the park. He took his friend, John Seward, to the cemetery where Lucy was buried. Dr. Seward did not believe his friend's theory. They waited until night and then opened her tomb with a key. Van Helsing slowly lifted the lid of Lucy's coffin to look inside. It was empty. Dr. Seward was shocked.
"Where is the body?" he demanded. "Come and wait outside with me and you will see," said the professor.
They went outside again and locked the tomb. 2 hours later, they saw Lucy walking across the cemetery. She was wearing a white dress and holding a child. When she saw them, she threw the child down under a tree and disappeared towards her tomb.
The professor picked up the child, and the two doctors examined his neck.
But there are no marks, Dr. Seward said.
We arrived in time, replied the professor. We must come back again tomorrow. I must see the coffin in the daytime.
The next afternoon, they returned to the cemetery, entered Lucy's tomb, and again opened her coffin. Dr. Seward's mouth fell open in horror. Lucy lay in her coffin. Her teeth were long and sharp, and her face was filled with colour. She did not look like a dead person. Van Helsing turned to Dr. Seward.
It is as I thought, he said. This sweet girl is now a vampire.
I don't want to believe it, Dr. Seward replied, but it appears to be true. You must be right.
Van Helsing decided that Arthur Holmwood needed to kill the vampire Lucy so the real Lucy could rest in peace. The following night, Van Helsing, Dr. Seward, and Dr. Seward's friend Quincy Morris took Arthur to the cemetery. They opened the tomb to show Arthur that Lucy was not in her coffin. Arthur was shocked. Then the men went outside and waited until after midnight.